Lady up on tonight. Yeah. We're going to continue with, this is part two. Last week we taught on where is my place in the body of Christ. And then we spoke about staying in that place. We want to go on and turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians. We're going to do part two. We already did part one last week. I'm sorry everybody couldn't be here tonight. So maybe they'll, when we record it, hear it on the broadcast, hear about the second part of the message upon tonight. But then you turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we want to read 28 on to 31. And we're talking about, again, where is my place in the body of Christ? And then after finding our place in the body of Christ, of standing that place in the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. So it says, God has set some in the church. First apostles. Amen. God has set some in the church. First apostles. Amen. Apostles. Apostles is one that's been sent forth on a mission by God. Amen. They're the pretty much the foundation. God has sent them forth. Amen. Even Jesus, when he walked the earth, he had 12 apostles. He had many disciples, but he had an inner circle group that he had selected, 12 men. Amen. That was around him quite a bit. Amen. They walked with Jesus. They ate with Jesus. They knew him a little more, for more closer than the other ones. And they was, he selected, amen, those 12 apostles. But he had many disciples. So we're disciples of the Lord. Amen. We're disciples of disciples, a follower of Jesus Christ. Amen. But we're talking about the ministry. That's what we're talking about in the ministry of the churches. These are supposed to be in the church. It's not supposed to be just one person, amen, and no other gifts in the church. It's a lot of gifts, and as other people, God put people in the body as it pleases him. We talked about that last week, amen. It's just finding your place. And, you know, in the body of Christ, you might not be what this next person is, but you need to find your place in the body of Christ. So we're just kind of going to elaborate over that. So he said in verse 28 in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and God has set some in the church first. He set the apostles. Apostles is one that's been sent forth by God on a mission. Amen. Apostles, that's what they are. Apostles. Amen. Leaders. Amen. Then it says secondary prophets. Prophets. Amen. A prophet is a person who speaks for God. And a prophet, a prophet is a man. And then a prophetess is a woman. Amen. But they're actually sent to speak by God. They speak by the inspiration of God. They don't speak their own mind. Amen. God has made them a prophet or prophetess. They speak by the Spirit of God. They don't speak stuff off the top of their head. Amen. They only speak as God give them unction to speak. They speak by the divine inspiration or by the Spirit of God. So he has set first the apostles, then he has set forth the prophets, and then thirdly, he set forth teachers. Amen. Should have teachers in the church. Amen. Should have apostle or someone's over the overall the ministries, apostles, prophets. Amen. Prophets, like I said, prophets and prophetess. A lot of people walk around saying they prophet and prophetess. Amen. Usually a person that is a prophet or prophetess don't have to walk around and say, I'm a prophet. Don't have to walk around and say, I'm a prophetess. You are known by the works that you see coming out of them if they've been sent by God. Amen. If they haven't, because if they've been sent by God, you're going to see, amen, things coming forth to pass in that ministry, amen, in their life. So a prophet is a man, a prophet is a male, And a prophetess is a woman, a person who's, and they have to be one that actually that's been sent by God to speak inspiration a person that speaks for God by divine inspiration and by the Spirit of God. That means, like I said, they not speak out of their own. They start telling you stuff out their own mind. They only speak as the Spirit give them utterance. Amen. So that's what a prophet is. So those, God want those different ministries. They should flow, function in the churches. They should be in the churches. And then thirdly, teachers. Teachers, you need teachers. Teachers, an instructor, a coach, a trainer, a guide, and a mentor. And they are example first. A teacher, anybody can say I'm a teacher, but you should have the qualification on being a good follower. Before you can lead other people, you need to be a good follower, a teacher. It's like you, teachers in school, they would not be in that position of teaching if they hadn't, amen, went through some schooling theirself and been validated to be a teacher. Not the teacher, because they just say that I'm a teacher. They know, a teacher knows what they're talking about. The teacher studies the word. They're in the word, amen, and they're instructor, and they actually lead by a good example of their life. You don't have to walk around telling nobody I'm this and I'm that. People would look and see, and they'll see the qualities that's coming out of your teacher. So these are the different ministries and gifts God has put in the ministry. First, apostles. Secondary, the prophets. Thirdly, the teachers. And after that, miracles. Miracles. And those miracles are, we know what a miracle is, something you really cannot explain. Amen. It's something supernatural. It's something past the norm. It's something that that only comes but by God. Amen. Amen. Something could be going one way and they say this is the end of it and this is the way it's going to be, and then God changed the whole thing around. That is a miracle. Amen. It's a wonder. It's an event that is inapplicable by the natural laws. It's totally against. The doctors can't tell you anything different. Amen. But they'll just tell you, I don't know how it happened, but you know it was going this way. But they have to acknowledge that it had to be God in intervene in some type of way in the miracle. Amen. So miracle. And then God, the Bible said God works special miracles by the hand of Paul. God does use people. Amen. They have to really have dedicated lives unto the Lord. They can't be dibbing and dabbing and this and another. God used people that, amen, have made themselves available to God and trying to please God. He can use them and use them, amen, to pray, amen, miracles in your life and things like that. So all these gifts and things that God selected for to be in the body of Christ, amen, they're supposed to be consecrated and not dabble and tampered with and polluted by sin and polluted by the things of this world, but being set aside vessel unto the Lord so God can flow through you the way he wants to flow through you. So speaking about the miracles, and then it said the gifts of healing, amen. Some people, amen, God has anointed, you know. You don't hear of it a lot like you used to hear. I remember a long time ago, you always heard of great men and women of God that God used, amen, to do miracles, heal the sick and everything. I'm not saying it don't happen now, but it's very, you don't hardly hear it that much. You don't hardly hear it that much. Matter of fact, the foreign lands, they get more of God's miracle working power over there than we do, because we done got so caught up in the things and the things in life. We don't have no time for God over here. We so busy. We don't seek God. We don't fast and pray and seek the face of God like maybe some of them. And God, that's where he's going to pour out his miracles and pour out the supernatural power to people that really want him. You know, you got to really hunger and thirst after righteousness. The Bible says, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. If you don't have a hunger in your heart, a thirst after righteousness, you will not be filled. Amen. This is like you will not eat food. You're not going to just go eat some food. You know, if you don't feel like eating, you don't want to eat, you're not going to eat till you get ready to eat. So, you know, you'll just not be hungry, so you won't eat. If you get hungry, you're going to go and eat. The same thing the Bible says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. And God God's got people all over this world. They may not be all in our spot, but God got people of different nationalities and everything, amen, that's hungry for God. They're crying out to God every day, Lord, you know, show us you, show us your way. Show, they reaching out, and God is taking and using those people, amen, to help other people. Amen. So, saying the gifts of healing. The gifts of healing, you know, like I said, healing is a process, amen. Healing is a supernatural, amen. You can be sick in your body one minute, and God come by, amen. If you believe in the prayer of faith, God will come by and heal you, amen. But you, when God, sometimes when God, he come by and heal us, but if it's something that we can are supposed to do in the natural to help ourselves, and we do not do it, you can lose your healing just as quick as you get it, amen. If you sit there and God's healed your body, amen, and then you turn around and do something to defy that, don't take care of yourself, you can get right back sick just as quick as you got well, amen. And you can bring some things upon yourself, amen. So if God heal your blood pressure, you got blood pressure problems, or you got other ailments, God heal you, and God tell you to show you a better way to eat. God tell you show you you better to exercise. God show you, tell you to do. There's some things that God's not going to do for you and me. You got to do it for yourself. Amen. It's like if you keep, I was talking about even myself. Sometimes I don't eat real sweet stuff late at night, but it wasn't really that late. But something, I don't know, I just kept eating some graham crackers. I just kept eating them one after the other. Somebody said graham crackers, but yeah, I keep stuff like that around my house. I won't eat. I always eat, being indulged into heavy cookies and stuff like that all the time. So I just want something sweet, and I just ate stuff. Ooh, graham crackers, they're so fresh. They taste so good. I went there like almost like the whole pack of them. And then wonder why I'm going to flip all back and forth when I go to sleep. Flipping back and forth. So I'm just saying, like, you keep on, you're tired of having your sleep disturbed. See what you're doing to keep your sleep disturbed. Like, I use myself as a good example. See if you know, if you're taking time, getting the good rest you need to get, making sure you eat right, making sure, you know, different things. Whatever, don't have to be that. It could be anything. Some things God expects us to do. And I was telling the Lord, I said, Lord, help me. Sometimes I just don't do good with that. I be wanting something to snack on. Maybe one time I could snack on stuff, wouldn't bother me. But I snack on stuff, I better be through eating everything early if I want to sleep good. Amen. I don't care if something lulls that. Amen. But, you know, after you keep, you know, you see what you can do to help yourself in it. Even if it's not that, if God, you know, you didn't get a bad cold or something. You know, if you go out here, I'm always getting on my son, telling him, I know he's a grown man, you need to put something on your head where you get stuffed up. And, yeah, but, you know, it's like you go out there, let the air hit you. Amen. If that's a weak area where you easy to catch a cold or something, sometimes you got to do whatever you need to do to keep yourself together. Amen. Or either, I'm just using examples, or you just anything, amen. You just God, amen, expects you to do your part, and he will keep you with what you cannot do. But the gifts of healing, amen, it's a blessing to have. This the gifts of healing. You know, the Lord said, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. Everybody ask it, receive it, amen. Gifts, the Bible said, call it gifts of healing, amen. It's a blessing to be healed, amen, and stay healed, amen. And then it's also the gifts of helps. The gifts of helps is that's a very, a lot of people might not want to say, I don't want the gifts of help. I want to be up in the pulpit. I want to be, that's a blessing. The gifts of help is just as much a blessing as any other rest of them. It means it's a person that gets a help. They, to me, they're a multi-task person. To me, they can function almost in doing it. They just aid and support. Helps me to aid and support. They can assist you almost with anything. They can do this over here. They can do that over there. Some people just can do certain things. Do this over here. I can do this over here, but I can't clean the church. I can do over this, but I can't wash the toilet out. I can do this over here. The gifts of help can do it all. Amen. It's a blessing, amen, to be have the gifts of helps. You don't find too much flowing in the church, the gifts of help, because everybody just stay in their corner, do certain little things. But if you can do a multitask different things, that means you're flexible, and God can use you in any capacity, whether it be physically, spiritually, or what. You're flexible. So it's a blessed gift to have. Amen. And we talk about the gift. It says the thirdly, the teachers, and after that, miracles, and then the gifts of healing, the gifts of helps, governors, the gifts of governments. The gifts of governments is administration, the management is of those that help managing businesses and stuff. That's a gift right there, to be able to administrate. Everybody do not have a mind to handle business like they should. Amen. Some people just don't have it like that. Some people, another person might do it better, handle making sure things are in check. Amen. Making sure, amen, this is not spent out of place. That's not spent out of place. Keeping a business up where it won't go down. That's a blessing. Amen. To have thorough knowledge to be able to do that. So there's different administrations in the body of Christ. The body of Christ is run just like a business, but only it's a business, and it's spiritually too. Amen. It's supposed to be run, you know, in a decent way. So God put them in the body as it pleases him, and everybody don't function doing the same thing the best. Amen. God knows where we all fit in. And speaking about the governments and the diversity of tongues, the different types of tongues, the gifts of tongues. Amen. There's a speaking in tongues. The Bible speaks as the sign of the Holy Ghost, that you have the Holy Ghost when you speak in tongues. That's the one of the signs, not the only sign, but that's one of the signs as the Spirit of God get utterance. And there is a gift of tongues. And this is talking about the diversity of tongues, which is a gift of tongues, where someone is speaking in a heavenly language. Amen. The Bible speaks about we speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God that give utterance. Amen. We're speaking in other tongues. Amen. That's the gifts of, that's the tongue of the evidence of you have the Holy Ghost. But the gifts of tongues, amen. Amen. There's a diversity of tongues. There's different types of tongues. Amen. It's in a heavy language, but it also has a message behind it. A message behind it will be prophecy. Amen. It will be equal to prophecy. And maybe, you know, next time, maybe I'll teach about the gifts of the Spirit. But it's like prophecy. Amen. Speaking in other tongues and then being able to interpret that has been said. Those are diversity of tongues. That tongue is different from speaking in other tongues. And we speak in tongues. If we're reaching out to God and praising God, we're speaking in other tongues as the Spirit give utterance. You can't just wake up and say, you can't make up a tongue. It comes from the Spirit. Amen. Amen. So that's a different type of tongue from diverse types of tongues. The diverse type of tongue is the gift of tongues in the 12th chapter, I believe, of Corinthians, amen. 2 Corinthians, because we're talking about the gifts of the Spirit, amen. We're not talking about that tonight, but yes, it's in the 12th chapter, but it's in the first verse in the same chapter we're in, but we're down at the end on the talking about the way the ones that got put in the body, amen, the body ministry, amen. So the gifts of tongues, and this is talking about diversity of tongues. So it's talking about a different tongues than speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. It's talking about the gifts of the Spirit, tongues. His interpretation with interpretation of prophecy will equal to prophecy where somebody is able to interpret that type of tongue. And it is a distinguished type of tongue. It's a tongue that stands out beyond regular people speaking in tongues. You can tell, as you can see here, it has a distinguished sound, like there's something behind it, like a message or something. Amen. So I wish everybody was here tonight to get this, but God knows. Are all, the verse 29, are all apostles? It's speaking about the body ministry and the gifts in the ministry. It's asking the question, is it explaining everything, what apostle is, prophet is, teacher is, healing, gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. But it's went on to say, are all apostles? It's letting you know, no, everybody's not an apostle. It's like, no. And they say, are all prophets? No, everybody's not a prophet. Are all teachers? No, everybody's not teachers. Are all workers of miracles? No, everybody don't work, God doesn't work miracles through. It's talking about gifts of miracle too. It said, have all the gifts of healing? No, all of them don't have the gifts. All of them got question marks behind it because it's asking the question and it's already explained to you previously that what distinguishes what each one of these are. So everybody is not all these things. One person is not all these things, and that don't mean everybody that are. And it says, do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret tongues? See, remember I was telling you that's diversity of tongues? In this type of tongue, diversity of tongues, it said, that's what it's speaking about. Do all speak with tongues? It's speaking about the diversity of tongues. And then say, do all interpret? Because the diversity of tongues has interpretation behind it. And anybody that speaks in diversity of tongues, they may start speaking off in a diversity of tongues is different even to them, but they may not have interpretation. They just feel like, what did I just say? What did I just do? But the Bible speaks about pray for interpretation. When the Lord first started using me in diversity of tongues within in my home church, I would feel so kind of way embarrassed myself because I was wondering, like, now what am I supposed to do after speaking this tongue? It's like it was so distinguished. It was louder than the other tongues. And then I had the pastor there. He encouraged me. I would hear him when I had my eyes closed. I still could hear him say, go on and obey the Lord. I didn't really just understand all how. But I learned, the Bible said, he to speak in diverse type of tongue, pray for interpretation. Pray that God would give you interpretation of what's being said. Else it's not too much edification without interpretation. It says, verse 30, it says, have all the gifts of healing? No. Everybody don't have the gifts of healing. Do all speak with tongues? No. Do all interpret? No. But he's saying, regardless of all of this, all that does and all that do not. He said, in verse 31, say, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and I show unto you a more perfect way. He's saying, not trying to say which gift that I can get is best, but he's saying, I showed in the 13th chapter, we're not going to go where I can go to the 13th chapter, that first verse, because it said, but covet earnestly the best gifts. And yet I show unto you a more perfect way. He said, cover to you the best gift, but he ready to tell you the best thing and how he going to show you a better way. And read on down to chapter 13 and verse 1. It said, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity or love, I become a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. He was saying, if I don't have love in my heart, regardless of, I don't care how many gifts I have, I'm just a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal, and it's not meaning nothing to the Lord. Amen? So people walk around talking about they got a gift of this and gift of that, and they doing this and doing that. But and they can say they're doing it in the name of the Lord, but they do other stuff coming behind them that's not of God. It doesn't matter to God what you say you are unless you are living what you say. That's the only thing God is concerned about. Amen. And I wanted to get off into nothing. I was just looking on, seen on YouTube where they had this, I don't know if it was this really terrible about this pastor. And that's what makes the church world look so bad. Pastor, they hauled him on off to jail. He had been impregnated a 13-year-old child twice. And they just haul him on. I'm just saying, we do all this getting up and saying this and doing this and everything. At these papers, what people look at sometimes at the people in church, they look at them and say, how can y'all tell me anything? It's horrible. Amen. It's really horrible. And I was just thinking, you know, that's what the Bible said. We can have all these gifts. We can get up, preach to people, and do all this kind of stuff. But we don't have love. God said, you're sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. It don't mean nothing to me. Amen. So we're not going to go. I'm saying, did I have one more word? I brought that out. Amen. So we're just going to go on and amen. Just leave it at this. And maybe next time we'll get something else more done. Maybe next time, maybe we'll be able to talk about the gifts of the Spirit one of these days soon or something like that. But speaking about the gifts, and speaking about where's my place in the body of Christ, amen. God has called us all and into a certain place in the body. We just have to find out where our place is in the body of Christ. Amen.